Hey, ready? We got a big announcement today. HBO is sponsoring this episode because on Saturday, April 13th, Louis C.K. debuts his fourth stand-up special, Louis C.K., Oh My God, at 10 p.m., and it's only on HBO. So make sure you tune in now. On with the show. Hey, everybody, it's time for a mini-episode. My name is Paul Scheer, and I'll be your host through this mini-version of How Did This Get Made? The podcast where I tell you what we're going to listen to in the bigger podcast. You know the drill. I don't have to explain it to you. You're not dummies. Except for one of you. It's the first time you're listening. You have no idea what you're in store for. Well, if you don't know what you're in store for, you're in store for a video game movie that is considered one of the worst video game movies of all time. Let me give you some of the people that are in it. Oh, I don't know. Byron Mann, Damien Choppa, Ming Ya, Wes Studi. Any of those names ring a bell? No? Of course, why would they? No, this movie stars all those people. But the main star is Jean-Claude Van Damme. And this is the last performance on film of the late, great Raul Julia. I'm talking about Street Fighter 1, not The Legend of Chun-Li. This is the first one, the one that is a real piece of garbage. I would actually play the trailer for you, and I'm going to, but let me tell you, it's mostly sound effects. So we're just going to give you a very edited version of the trailer. So take a listen.
After 7 months of fighting, the civil war in Chateauneuf may have reached the turning point. The capital has just fallen.
In December 1994, the forces of freedom will face a power-mad dictator in a struggle for the fate of the world.
Here's the thing about this movie. Panned. Panned by critics. Panned by fans. But it managed to make three times its budget. This movie was a huge success. It made $100 million. Hold on 1 second. $100 million, because people were going to see the amazing stylings of Ming Ya and Wes Studi. Oh, I forgot. Kylie Minogue is also in this movie. It was described by its director as Star Wars meets James Bond meets a war film. What does that even mean? I don't even understand that. Those are things I like, but I don't understand how they work together. That's like saying it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich meets sushi meets human beings. Just things. These are things. They do not all function together as something I would like to put in my mouth. Well, actually, they do. Okay. You can find this movie on your Amazon Prime, on your Amazon Instant. You can also find it on your iTunes. Where you cannot find it is on your Netflix Instant streaming. It's not there. I think that the people involved in this movie don't want you to see it anymore. What else can I tell you about it? Because the trailer didn't give you too much information. Let's just say that Leonard Maltin said the film should have been called 400 Funerals and No Sex, derived from Four Weddings and a Funeral. Way to go, Leonard. Started strong. Kind of ended weak on that one. They also say, well, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 13%. Not bad, not bad. The one thing that you can have to look forward to is Raul Julia. Even though he was suffering from a horrible case of stomach cancer. And I say case of stomach cancer. He was terminally affected with stomach cancer. He turned in a performance that got him nominated for 2 Saturn Awards for Best Fantasy Film and Best Supporting Actor. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing all that. And of course, we have not done a Jean-Claude Van Damme film yet. So holy moly, hold on to your fists. Because we're going to get to see Street Fighter coming up next week. Now it's time for the part of the show where we go back to our old podcast. We look at things that we didn't see, things that you brought up to us in a section we like to call Corrections and Omissions. Last week's movie was the Spice Girls movie, Spice World. There was a lot of comments on this one. 110 to be precise. You guys have a lot of opinions going on. I don't even know how to break into it. Here's what I'll say. A lot of people grew up on this movie and were very upset that we even touched the hallowed ground of Spice Girls. But I'm going to say one thing to you guys. Get over it. It's not that big of a deal. It's a dumb movie. Spice Girls movie. They don't even have real names. Just calm down. It's fine. It reminds me of the time where I made a joke on Twitter about The Phantom Menace and be like, hey man, that movie's good. I was like, okay. All right, now we're getting into some territory. You can't separate yourself from when you remember the movie. Spice Girls, Spice World. Here's the deal. In my opinion, the 2 cents that I'm going to get from the 110 comments that are up there, that I'm not even going to barely tackle, besides to mention that someone brought up a very good point that the Spice Girls were not only nominated, but won Worst Actress during the Razzies that year. That means all of them together. And I also want to thank everybody for their amazing fan art of us as Spice Girls. I appreciate that. But on the boards, there's discussions of feminism, there's discussions of racism, there's discussions of comedy. Too many discussions, again, too many serious discussions about this movie. All I'll say is this, I think it's lazy. I think that the ideas that you guys are talking about, sure, there could be those ideas in there, but they were executed very lazy. That's what I'm going to say about it. You can get on the discussions online if you would like to go through them all. There are a lot of them. So let's just leave it at that and move forward with our lives. And just remember, it's just a movie. Spice Girls. Come on. Big deal. Move past it. And now, finally, a segment of the show that I like to call Questions and Answers. Why do I like to call it that? Because this is where you ask me questions, I give you answers. Mailbag. I'm just going to open up my Facebook page right now. I'm reading them first and foremost. I'm going to say one, read one. That's how I'm going to do it. Normally, I pick them. Not today. Bionic arms or bionic legs, writes Gramazing Reed. Dude, got to take the arms, bro. Legs? They're cool. You can run fast. Arms? Probably like reach up, grab stuff off of shelves, punch people in the nuts. Do whatever you want. Maybe even make your arm into a remote control. How cool would that be? You'd be at a bar back. Boom. Change that channel. Boom. Turn that down. Do whatever you want. Always put on like a weird movie in the background like Willow again. Why does this bar show Willow so much? Lawrence Jackson writes, would you tell people if you killed a man? No, Lawrence, because then I would be in jail. That's the whole thing. If you kill someone, you got to keep it to yourself. Lawrence, that's a weird question. I'm going to say to you, if you did kill a man, I think you might have. You should tell somebody because that question does not seem in jest. Michael Lampert's right. If you had to make love to your co-host in order to prevent Armageddon, would you make Jason shave first or would you just let Armageddon happen? Armageddon the movie? Why is a beard so... Why is a beard so upsetting to you? Jason has a beautiful beard. I would say grow it even longer before I make love to you so I can get caught up in those beautiful, beautiful hairs. Come on. Beards are our future. Neil Saveri writes, itemized deductions or standard? Dude, always go with itemized. Save those movie receipts. You can say it's research. Listening to this podcast can save you money. Guys, itemize always. Nicholas Onosukaki. That's definitely not how you pronounce his name, but there's no way I can pronounce it. O-N-U-S-Z-K-A-N-Z. I have no idea what's going on there. He goes, what's your favorite deep fried food? You know, I had a deep fried Snickers one time. Pretty spectacular. It's pretty amazing. I think anything deep fried is pretty good. I've seen deep fried soda. I don't get that. I don't know what you're frying in that. It seems like a bad idea. Matt Sifford writes, why was I programmed to feel pain? Because, Matt, when you eventually turn against us humans, you need to understand and empathize with the prisoners that you've captured to be in your slave labor camps. Don't you know anything? Riley McGurdy Thompson writes, what movie did you love as a kid but are afraid to watch now because it's probably terrible? Oh my God, so many. I feel like The Explorers would be very high on that list. I remember The Explorers being a really cool movie. Probably now, not so hot. I feel like there's a lot of movies. I feel like the 80s just pumped out like these shitty kid movies all the time that were not, they were not good. They were not good. And I didn't realize it at all. They're not as bad as like the Ooglies, but they were pretty bad. I can't remember any of them offhand. Why am I answering it then? Michael Foley writes, "My power went out. Can you turn it back on?" No, Michael. I need you to understand what it felt like for Daniel Day-Lewis to act in The Crucible. That man built his own cabin, rode a horse to work, and what do? Nothing, Michael Foley. You live a life of lies. Get used to no power. Suck it up. If you had no power, how did you send a Facebook post? Answer me that, you liar. You liar. And I'll end on a nice classy one here. Conray Johannes writes, "If my erection lasts for more than 4 hours, what should I do?" Suck it, bro. Suck your own dick. I'm going to end on that note because why not? Tired, worked a long day today. I'm going to end on the note of telling one of our listeners to suck their own dick. Here's a question for you folks. I'm going to be in London. Would it be worth doing a London How Did This Get Made? Do we have enough London fans? Probably way too short a notice to do this now. But I'm asking you, if you're a fan and you live in London, let us know. Get on our Facebook page. Let us know. We got fans out there. It would be great to do something with you. Next week, the movie is Street Fighter. You can get it on Netflix DVD, not instant. You can get it on Amazon Instant, and you can also get it on iTunes for a very small retail cost, a $3.99 rental. Do it up. Get one of our Crank 2 Inspired t-shirts. Get them while the getting is good. Thank you again for all your amazing fan art, your amazing fans. We love you so much. We are so sorry that you were upset about Spice World. Did not think that that was going to hurt you as much. I hope Street Fighter does not scar you as badly. We will see you next week, hopefully. I say hopefully because there might be an issue with that, but we'll see. With a very special guest. I don't know who, but I'm going to assume they are special, just like all of you. All right, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.